Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over reinvesting a lot of your income, or the money you make, or your net profit, I should say, back into your business, and what's the most logical way to reinvest that money. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy, and solutions and expertise to do it right. So my son recently started his 3D printing business, and he's doing really well with it. He's making a lot of products, and manufacturers are buying his keychains. In fact, I want to give a shout out to Hasa, who purchased 500 of his Hasa chlorine case keychains from him, which really helped him a lot. And actually, that purchase got him out of debt completely, and he has a good profit now after that sale. And basically what he's been doing with his business since he started it about 8 months ago is reinvesting his money into equipment, into the filament that he needs for printing. And basically at this point, he is now making a profit, and he has 4 3D printers. And these aren't really cheap products either. The printers are pretty expensive. He has 4 3D printers completely paid off and operational. And all of these printers are what he uses to produce his keychains for future orders. And then he has a really good supply of the PLA filament. I think we counted about $900 worth of this filament. Each roll is about $25, $30, and he has quite a lot of rolls of it built up from doing orders and having excess. And so he's doing really well with 4 paid-off printers and also all of the filament he needs to fulfill orders and make the keychains. And by the way, if you're interested in any of his keychains, he makes the Primate Pole, the Riptide, the Hasa cases, and many other products. You can find the link to his Etsy store on my homepage at swimmingpoollearning.com. If you scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, you're going to see where you can order these keychains, and they're really cool. So I wanted to teach my son a very good business lesson, and that is that, of course, you can't start a business without spending money on equipment. And in the real world, no one's going to buy equipment for you to run your business. You're going to have to buy your own equipment. And so his first printer, he used the money he got from his birthdays and Christmas and bought that printer about 2 years ago. And then the money he made from the keychains, he reinvested in buying the other printers. And these are $500, $600 each for these printers. They're not inexpensive. And so he learned the lesson that when you make the money, if you want to produce more of these products quicker and to fill orders faster, you're going to need better equipment and more equipment. And so one printer wasn't going to make all these orders. 2 printers wasn't going to do it. And so when he gets a big order now with 4 printers, he's going to be able to produce them very quickly. And we just did an estimate that before, when he first started, it would take him about a week to do 100 of the equipment plaques that he had. And now with the 4 printers, he can get it all done in about 2 or 3 days. So definitely helps him to have a more profitable business going forward. And now that he's totally out of debt, and he's going to just be pretty much profitable going forward with every order. And so I'm using this example of him just to highlight the fact that you could be a 12-year-old kid, and this is something that you need to learn in business. Otherwise, you can't be very successful. And I think a lot of business people never learn this lesson. They're kind of stuck in this routine. And I know a lot of pool guys like this, that number one, when I bring up the fact that, hey, you need a Riptide, especially for your employees. You know, you have 8 trucks and you have all these employees out there doing the pools. It would really help them speed up their day. Yes, I know it's an investment, but I definitely would think that, you know, the Riptide would be a great vacuum system to have for your employees. And they'll tell me that, they had the vacuum and they wouldn't use it and they would break it or something like that. They wouldn't give me a straight logical answer. But I kind of know that the real answer, or the real reason they say no, is because they don't want to invest that kind of money into equipment for their business, and they have this thing stuck in their head. They're making money, everything's running well. There's no reason to upgrade and get better equipment. Everything is good as it is. And I can't tell you how many pool guys I've seen out there using these really cheap aluminum poles. And, you know, there's so many good swimming pool poles out there. You can get the Primate pole, which is a carbon fiber pole. Of course, it's pretty expensive. Definitely the top of the line pole. You can get the Skimlite dually. You can even get a Prana Power pole. All these poles, of course, cost money and they're an investment, but they're going to make your job a lot easier out there. And a lot of guys just don't do that because they don't see any benefit in investing in the better equipment to make their day easier. And of course, to eliminate frustration of the pole jamming up. I know when I first started, the first company I worked with gave me one of those cheap poles, and I couldn't even open and close it. The handle was broken off. It was all bent. It had a hole in the handle where you can see through it. So basically, the first thing I did was buy myself a dually tri-pole, and I never went back to a cheap pole. And I think that's the key, is that once you start investing in better equipment, it's going to make your business run a lot better. And I think the old adage, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, kind of fits into this idea of reinvesting in your company. You know, that if you read anything about Jeff Bezos of Amazon, the first 10 years he made no money. He was doing infrastructure, reinvesting all the money into the way Amazon is today to get it to where it is today. And then he just flipped the switch one day and he started making money. But the first 10 years he was reinvesting. And then just in fact, this last year, I think he put $2 billion back into Amazon for safety upgrades and things like that because of the COVID-19 thing. And he didn't make any profit the first quarter or the first two quarters because of that reinvestment. But this is logical to get your business to that level. So whether it's wrapping your truck with a wrap, whether it's marketing your business, whether it's getting a professional test kit like the Lamotte Spin Touch. So when you go to do bids, you show up there with this test kit. In this case, it's a $1,000 test kit. So it's a huge reinvestment in your business for sure. But I can tell you right now, if you show up at a commercial account or if you show up at a residential account to do a bid on pool service and you pull out the Spin Touch and you run the chemistry in there, the customer is going to be so impressed with you that they're going to hire you, of course, for that account. And I know many guys that have landed service accounts just by showing up there with the Spin Touch, going back there, running the chemistry on it, and the customers are super impressed by the technology and that fact that you're going to run this water test once a month at their account to make sure that their pool chemistry is spot on. And again, that's quite an investment, but how many accounts are you going to land because of this device? Probably a lot of them, and so that'll pay for itself. The vacuum system, again, is a big investment. If you get it with the cart and you get the battery, you're looking at $1,800, and that's a lot of money to reinvest in your business for sure. But I think if you think about it this way, with the vacuum system, and especially if you have employees using the vacuum system also on their trucks, you're going to be able to do pools quicker, do more pools, do pools that you normally would pass on, and it just makes you look much more professional with the vacuum system on the back of your truck. Again, the bottom feeder is another vacuum system that I really like. Of course, you can't mount that on the back of your truck, but it's also something that is pretty impressive to the customers when you go back there and drop it in the pool. But a vacuum system of any kind is definitely going to help you maximize the time out there, save you on your physical labor, and also help the employees get through their day quicker. And so I hope this is making sense to you, that you're going to take some of the profit from your business, maybe put it in a sinking fund. Let's say you can't afford to get a vacuum system today because you don't have that extra money. You're just making enough money to pay your bills and to pay, you know, everything, all your debts every month, and then you don't have anything left over. But you start to build up some profit, have some money left over. Instead of spending it on maybe a new TV or something around the house, you just put it in the fund towards your equipment. And then eventually you're going to have enough money to purchase that vacuum system. And then you start another fund up for maybe a professional test kit. I would, of course, start the fund off small and go for a professional pool pole, like the Primate pole or a dually, a Skimlite dually pole, something that's going to really help you out there in the field, and then continue to build that and keep getting things. You can get a portable filter system by Advantage. You can build a portable pump. Whatever you need to do to enhance your business, you're going to need that equipment to get yourself to the next level. And I mentioned earlier about having your truck wrapped, and so that's a good marketing tool in your area. Here in my area, very few trucks are wrapped, and so if you were to get your truck wrapped here, you would get a lot of attention. It has to look good, of course, and that's an investment of anywhere from, you know, $1,500 to $3,000, depending on how detailed the graphics are and what kind of wrap you're going to put on your truck. But definitely important to get future business. And of course, all of these things that you reinvest in are going to be tax deductible on your taxes, equipment write-offs, things of that nature, marketing, advertising, all this can be written off on your taxes. So it's not a total loss, because then you can deduct this from your total taxable income when you file your taxes. So these are things that you really need to consider doing. And there should be a certain percentage of your profit put away for reinvesting in your business to make it better, better equipment, you know, better equipment for your employees. And so basically you want just the best equipment for your business. And of course this costs money, and it's going to cost resources, and you're going to definitely have to have some way of saving for it. I think as you build up your business, you're going to see the benefit of adding things to your business, unless you're really old school and just want to keep doing things the way you're doing it. I think in order to compete nowadays, you really need to have the best of the best in your area, having the best test kit, having the best, you know, vacuum system. All these things are going to pay off later for you, but you really have to invest in your business and want to invest in that business to make it better. And you're not going to regret any of these investments. When other pool guys finally break down and get a Riptide or a bottom feeder, the thing they tell me is that they regret not getting it sooner. And so I think this is a key thing in your business, that reinvesting in there, you just can't be the same old, same old. You really have to have the best equipment, the best marketing of your business if you really want to succeed and move forward. And of course, this costs money to reinvest, and don't be afraid to buy the equipment to reinvest in your business, because it's going to pay off later with more profit, more time, time savings, and all these aspects. And I think if you're on the fence with, you know, I got this pool service business, I'm doing pretty good, I have enough equipment I think that I need, I don't think I need to add anything to the business. And here's a good real life example of how having the right equipment can really pay off. So I had a customer that had a leak detection being done at their pool, and American Leak Detectors actually cut out a lot of the plumbing because they're looking for this leak, and so the pool's not operational. But that weekend they're having a wake for their parents who passed away. One of their parents had passed away, and they're having a wake at the house. So the pool, of course, has a lot of dirt on the bottom, has been running all week. So they call me and they ask if I can clean it up. Well, I have the Advantage PortaVac, and so I pull up there with it, connect it, plug it in, and I vacuum the pool out. It looks really nice. The pool's spectacular clean. They had the wake, the service, everything was beautiful. But if I didn't have that PortaVac, which, by the way, is a pump and filter attached to a dolly, if I didn't have that equipment, I could not have cleaned the pool thoroughly to that point where it just looked really nice for the service, and the customer really appreciated that. But I had the equipment and I was able to do it. And so if your business has the equipment, you're not going to use it all the time, but for those situations where you're going to need it, you're going to have it, and it's going to definitely pay off for you with customer relations and, of course, making something like what happened here go smoothly, and not didn't have to worry about a dirty pool on top of everything else they're worrying about that day. So do some simple accounting, and that's how you start. Like my son, he has a ledger where he has negative things that he purchased, and then he has pluses, and then he has like these big hits in these negative areas where he buys a new printer. And it's pretty cool to look at his ledger, because you'll see these big hits where he has like negative 600. And then the last one he got was another $606 printer. And so he's recovered from all that, of course, and he's positive in his income. And it's one of those things where if you see it on paper and you can kind of write everything down, you can reach these goals and definitely have that money to get that equipment. And again, start small and then get that hole, get those nice leaf rakes, and then just keep building on that until you have the best equipment for your pool service route, for your employees. When you're doing repairs, you're going to have the best repair equipment. When you're cleaning the pool, you're going to have the best cleaning equipment. And you're going to definitely enjoy having a premium pool service business with the best of the best. But you have to reinvest into your business and not kind of get stuck with the same old, same old. And if you're looking for more resources, you can definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have links to the Advantage PortaVac. I also have links to the Riptide and the bottom feeder and the PowerVac, and also the premium pool holes that I mentioned here. You can find all of that on my website. And if you want to enhance your pool service business, you can definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for being part of that. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week. God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.